Gay Ski Week had many elements it had in the past. Lots of hotel reservations, lots of people in town. Organizers from Aspen Out, the group that puts on Aspen Gay Ski Week, estimate that collectively, attendees spent almost $1 million on hotels. But economic impact aside, the event is also a fundraiser, an event with a cause, something that might be easy to forget with all of the parties held each day. Friday featured one of the most fun events of the week, one that involves the crowd, skiing, and the community, the downhill drag race. At the base of Aspen Mountain, near the gondola, a literal television set was staged for the judges of the contest. Here's the format. Groups ski or snowboard down the mountain in their costumes, and they get scored from 1 to 10, and the highest total score wins. One group, dressed as giant mushrooms, came down with a message. Each of the guys had names like Penny Sillin and Shi Taki. They wore 3-foot-wide mushroom caps like hats, and a tube of felt with purple stripes slipped over like a suit. The outfit was completed with sunglasses. But as goofy as the whole thing sounds, they really are here to make people aware of issues the LGBTQ community is facing. And Aspen is a good place to do that.
At the end of the day, we're in Aspen, right? It's a beautiful place. It's beautiful weather. The snow's awesome. People in town have just been so friendly and welcoming. And that's one of the reasons that the Aspen Gay Ski Week is such a big success, because of the community spirit that's here.
Kevin McManaman is the president of Aspen Out. He says he's looking forward to the coming years of Aspen Gay Ski Week.
Most fun year yet. Logo has just pushed us right over the cliff with, you know, success.
McManaman says over 4,000 people came to the event this year, a number that he expected. All of the events raise money for LGBTQ issues in the Roaring Fork Valley. In addition to that, Logo TV, the network that broadcasts RuPaul's Drag Race, came on to record some of the events. That's why there's a television set. And a former drag race competitor is the host of the event.
All right, well, we're gonna get this kicked off real soon. We're gonna do the Aspen Gay Ski Week Downhill Drag Race. Are we excited about that? I am. They asked me, they said, Ginger, can you ski? I said, I don't know, I've never done it before.
There were the mushrooms we talked about, a ninja turtle, disco unicorns, a bedazzled Batman. After a few hours of skiing, snowboarding, and falling down the hill, it was time to announce the winners.
Our second place, first runner-up, Priscilla, Queen of the Mountain.
Hi. One man dressed up as the bus from the film The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The movie tells the story of two drag queens and a transsexual who travel across the country in their bus to perform their own style of cabaret. But there had to be a winner.
Our winner is the Aspen Club!
10 people came down the mountain dressed up as firefighters. The group's theme got better when they got to the bottom. Each person was assigned a month, just like a firefighter calendar. Dirk Schultz is a member of the winning team. He's been competing for 18 years.
It feels great, you know? I mean, it's always fun to participate. And these guys from the Aspen Club and supporters of the Aspen Club have always stepped up.
At the end of the event, the reason why everyone was there was brought up again. Sure, people were there to have fun, but also Aspen Gay Ski Week was about making a difference.
Go out there and do something nice for somebody else. Pay it forward every chance you get. Because it feels good to be a decent human being sometimes. And the second thing, well, I didn't want to talk about it today, but looking around, I think it needs to be said. If men can look this good, there's no excuse for ugly women.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.